Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
And it's my great pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Lisa Brancken. She's the Chair and Managing Director at Ford of Britain and Ireland. Lisa, you're very welcome to the programme.
Bobby, thank you very much for having me.
Not at all. Now, firstly, we'll talk about Ford in a minute, but bring us back to Lisburn, County Antrim, and your early years. Your first job, I believe, was washing dishes in a coffee shop. A good grounding, no less.
That's right. So I think I was probably 15 and I wanted some of my own money. So I decided to go and get myself a job. So I ended up washing dishes in a coffee shop. And I decided that maybe that might not be what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Now, you found your way off to the University of Ulster in Belfast. Mm-hmm. What did you study there?
I studied home economics, Bobby.
Wow, great. That's not a discipline we would have associated with car sales.
No, not at all. No, probably as far away from the automotive industry as you could probably get, I would think.
And your first job then, I believe, was with British Gas. What did you go in there as?
So I spent a year with British Gas and they had things called home service advisors. So those are the people that would go into schools and do educational talks, do exhibitions and events, you cookery demonstrations, all that sort of thing. So that's what I did for a year working for British Gas. And it was lots of fun and I had a really good time. A really terrible uniform, but a really, really lots of fun and got a chance to do lots of really different things when I worked there.
Yeah. And what was your route then into the automotive industry? How did you, as somebody who was doing that type of work, which although, as you say, was fun and probably interesting, I think Mary Berry used to do something similar.
I think she did.
Yeah. So how did you transition from, I suppose, cookery dams and home economics, etc., into automotive?
So probably at the outset, Bobby, I should tell you that I've never really had a grand plan. I've just kind of gone from one thing to the next when the opportunities arrive or something's interested me. And I think I kind of like to tell you it was a grand strategy, but it wasn't really. I got a bit hacked off with people making fun of me being a trained housewife. And I thought about, you know, what could I do that would be as different as possible? So I applied to graduate trainee schemes and I got an interview for Ford and they offered me a job. And I thought, I've heard of them. I'll go and do that for a couple of years. And off I went.
And you've been there how many years now, all up?
Well, that's a really scary question, Bobby. And you know how sometimes it's better not to add things up, but I joined in 1990. So in September this year, I've been with them for 35 years.
Yeah, well, there you go. As I say, I noticed you didn't put that in the notes that you gave to us, but we
no.
35 years. What a great service and what a great legacy in terms of. And can I ask you this, Lisa? You say that you took opportunity as you went along. Clearly you did. I think you said you had 17 different roles in Ford over those 35 years. So clearly you were somebody who put your hand up when there was opportunity presented.
I suppose that's one way to talk about it. But I think when you everyone's working life and environment is really different. And at the time when I joined Ford, it still is a really big international company, but it was much bigger. And as a kind of culture, they like you to move and change jobs. So the opportunities were just there. And when you get to the stage of thinking, actually, do you know what? I'm a bit fed up doing this. I'd like to do something different. I put my hand up and went and did something different. And I've been really fortunate is that the company has allowed me to try different things and do lots and lots of different things in different areas. And I've really enjoyed that. So rather than, you know, my reason for not leaving is rather than leaving to do things differently, I've done different things within the organisation, and the organisation's trusted me to do that. And I've been very grateful that I've had the opportunity to try my hand at lots of different things.
Yeah, and I suppose that then in itself creates, you know, a level of experience within the business that, you know, as the years went on and you did all the various different roles, you become, I suppose, a target to be the leader, to run the business because of your experience across multiple aspects of that business.
Well, I guess opportunity comes, some of it is about experience and skill, and some of it's about just being in the right place at the right time, isn't it? So it's kind of a combination of all of those things. But it does help having, I think it's helpful if you've got a really broad understanding of the business that you work in and the industry that you work in. It definitely helps. Although obviously your fresh ideas and new eyes can be really useful as well.
Yeah. Ford Ireland has, I suppose, a special place in the history of the business. I understand that the Irish arm was the first, non-American site. It had its own company here since 1917. So
that's right.
does it still hold a little bit of, I suppose, influence and gravitas in the big corporate world of Ford?
So Henry Ford came from Cork.
Yeah, Ballymascarty. I often pass the statue.
That's right. And so I don't know, but I would imagine that when he was thinking about where he wanted to expand, Ireland was a really logical place for him to come back to. The family are still very involved in the business. So our chairman is Bill Ford. In the organisation I work for, Elena Ford is really heavily involved, and there are other members of the Ford family that are still working in the business, and the family are still have connections in Cork. So Ireland, in the grand scheme of the whole world, is a really small market, but the family are really interested in what happens in Ireland and have connections here. So yes, I mean, right. I think that Ireland's a place that holds a real connection for Ford, because that's where Henry Ford's roots were and that's where he came from.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about the state of the business today, Lisa. You're operating through a network of, 50-odd dealers.
That's right.
Is that model going through some change as well, the manufacturer-dealer-consumer relationship?
So I think probably our industry is, so the kind of automotive industry has been very much the same kind of industry since Henry Ford came in the early 1900s and set up the business in Ireland. And one of the biggest changes in that whole industry we've seen is the move into electrification. So, and we're kind of in that transition at the minute, and that's uncharted waters for us as an industry. We don't know how fast it's going to change. We don't know when customers are going to switch. And we're still kind of watching some of the legislative changes around the EU and what the implications of that might be as well. So that's kind of a big upset in the industry. And from those on the outside, it looks reasonably straightforward. You say, well, it's still a car, it's still a van. But the whole premise of how you run and operate that vehicle changes, because rather than putting petrol in it, you charge it with electricity. So we got the background of that. And then we had a big discussion sort of as an industry over whether currently we sell through franchise dealer networks. And there was a discussion about whether that was the right direction as an industry. And some people piloted schemes where manufacturers would sell direct, and we've chosen not to do that. So we're going to continue with our franchise dealer network. And I think in Ireland in particular, our dealer network is a really big asset to us, because they're really embedded in their local communities. They support local communities, and they're kind of part of the fabric of Ireland. So I think that's a really good decision, a really positive decision.
And there's 1,300 odd jobs associated with those dealers across the country.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
which
right.
is very important. We often talk about cars, but what about the man with the van, Lisa? The Ford Transit.
That's right.
Again, Ford particularly has a soft spot in the heart of many plumbers, electricians, etc., who might listen to this show. What's the vision for that side of the business?
So vans are a really, really important bit of our business. We are the best-selling commercial vehicle brand. We have about just about 25% of the market with Transit, Transit Custom and Ranger. And we kind of think of our role in life is to keep businesses moving. And much as people get quite excited about cars, we get really excited about commercial vehicles. And we've got a really, I'm really proud of the commercial vehicle network in Ireland. We've got specialist dealers that specialise in selling and servicing and maintaining commercial vehicles. And, you know, oddly enough, somebody once told me, well, I don't know why you get so excited about a van because you're just selling space, aren't you? But actually, you know, space is really important for businesses. And the technical element of making sure you get the right van for your business is also, you know, a really, really important thing. And they're transitioning as well. You know, we're selling electric vans and we're selling plug-in hybrid vans as well. Our plug-in hybrid Transit Custom, it's a one-ton van, is doing really well. And we're about to launch a plug-in hybrid Ranger.
Right.
It's kind of the first into the market. We're really, really excited about that. So they're on the transition as well to electrification. So there's a lot of change going on in the industry.
Well, listen, it's great to catch up with you today, Lisa. That's Lisa Brancken there, the Chair and Managing Director of Ford of Britain and Ireland. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It was really good to talk to you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.